Well, Ryan, ready to go for a second time. Unfortunately, last weekend's game had to be postponed because of your death of your president and former stalwart, James Dowd.
It was definitely a big loss for the club, you know. He was a big family man, loved dearly. I suppose his wife, Rose, daughters and grandchildren, you know. James, he was one of the founder members of the club also, and he worked, he's done a lot of work over the years for the club, and it'll never be forgotten, you know, yeah, by the people in Colin Kill especially.
Yeah, so it was only fitting that the game was called off as a mark of respect, obviously. But looking forward now again, obviously motivation, you never were going to be lacking motivation, but an extra little bit of motivation now to do something for such a good man.
Oh, definitely. Like, you know, we get back to him there on Monday night, you know, and the players want to do it for James, you know. The team talk on Saturday night won't be as hard to give up any, because they're definitely up for it, you know.
Looking forward to the game itself, you got an extra week's work in. Could that turn to your advantage?
We've got an extra couple of weeks on there, or an extra week here, as you should say, and it's best been going really well. So the commitment and the effort over the past number of weeks has been fantastic, you know. Mm. And Michael, he's up with a physio there tonight, so hopefully.
That's Michael Lynch. He was definitely out of last week's game.
He was definitely out last week. Yeah. He was up at the Crawford there in Glensford tonight, so hopefully they can do his magic for him and give him every chance to be available. Anyway, you know.
And what was the injury again?
It was the wrist injury.
So obviously it'd be a huge boost to have him.
Definitely, I know, he's Michael's full of energy, you know. So fingers crossed, you know.
And if he even doesn't start, he may be able to come on at some stage.
Well, hopefully, if he's fit to play, he'll be starting, you know.
Anyway, it's a big game. It's a big game for you. It's a big game for Tatty Ray. And obviously, you know, the Ulster Championship now has become a new target for you.
I was just saying to the boys, regardless of what level you're playing, if it's junior, intermediate or senior, as you know yourself, the other two clubs, it's massive trying to get there finally, you know.
And of course, not only are you representing Neve Columkill and the parish and the club, now you're also flying a Donegal flag.
Definitely, Tom. And we'll, hopefully we won't let anyone down, and we'll be giving it our all, and especially for James. You know, James has been the back of everybody's mind as well when we go out into the pitch, and we'll definitely leave everything on the field for him and for the club, and I suppose the county as well.
And it's probably as near to a home game as you could get.
10 minutes on the road there. We're actually getting on the train there again on Wednesday night, which is great, you know. It was a lovely calm evening, and hopefully we'll see him tomorrow night, you know. And
Tatty Ray, have you picked up any further information on them this week?
Nah, nothing the same. Like, you know, they had a young quarterfall. He was out injured there as well, so maybe that extra week give him a bit of a... or give them a bit of a boost as well, you know. But that's the same, you know, they're a good side. They're good inside forwards. As it says, they scored 3-14 against a very good current team. And just on Tatty itself, Tom, like they were down on Sunday night at the wake of James, you know, paying their respects, which the family were very overwhelmed with, you know.
Well, looking forward to the challenge, and obviously now the target has to be to get to the Ulster final.
100%. That's been the target, I suppose, since we won the Junior A in Donegal, giving a good push and hopefully getting to the final and pushing on now tomorrow night time, yeah. Mm.
And I know from speaking to yourself and others, you know, there is a feeling in the club, and it's not been arrogant or cocky or anything, that you are an intermediate team playing junior football.
If we reach levels we can get there, we're as good a team as anybody at that level, you know. And it's like James himself was very disappointed from the Bundoran game. We lost that intermediate final 2 years ago, and then to be relegated the following, you know, he was very disappointed. It was just delighted for him that we won the junior championship 3 or 4 weeks ago there. Just they're back into the intermediate, so like at least they passed away, he knows that the club's back in the intermediate, you know, where we should be.
And hopefully, come what, 8 o'clock tomorrow night during an Ulster final.
Fingers crossed, yes, Tom. I will leave a ring on the field tomorrow night, and if it's good enough, it's good enough. If it's not, like, they can't fault the work and the effort from the players and the committee. Everything's been fantastic all year, you know, so it's just a matter of getting over the line now tomorrow night, whatever it takes.